Humans have long been envious of the flying squirrel. Skydivers and base jumping enthusiasts have even developed flying suits that mimic the squirrel's peculiarly square shape. These wing suits work to slow the jumper's descent and allow them to maneuver through the air, just like flying squirrels. The Smithsonian even tested flying squirrels, built from tiny pieces of steel and fiberglass, in a wind tunnel and found that these mammals can glide up to an astounding 30 miles per hour. Real flying squirrels, which cannot develop thrust and therefore can't actually fly like their name implies, have two parachute-like wings. They are called patagiums and are stretchy membranes similar to the tissue in a bat's wing. They connect each of the squirrel's wrists to each of its ankles. These rhombus-shaped structures produce lift, enabling the squirrels to move effortlessly through the trees. When a flying squirrel wants to travel to another tree without touching the ground, it launches itself from a high branch and spreads out its limbs so that the patagium is exposed. Very agile, it uses slight movements of its legs to steer around branches and other obstacles, and its broad, flattened tail acts as a brake upon reaching its destination. Flying squirrels can cover more than 200 feet in a single glide. That's almost the length of a football field. Around the globe, there are nearly 50 species of flying squirrels. But there's only one in our listening area, the southern flying squirrel. It has soft, grayish-brown fur, a white belly, large eyes with dark rings around them, and prominent ears and whiskers. This species is abundant throughout the Chesapeake Bay watershed, particularly in areas with lots of deciduous trees like oaks, beeches, maples, and hickories. In fact, in some areas, southern flying squirrels may outnumber the common gray squirrel we're all so used to seeing. But you've probably never seen one in your neighborhood, have you? That's because they are so well adapted for nighttime living. Flying squirrels have excellent senses of smell, vision, hearing, and touch, and their large eyes allow them to see expertly at night. They are great escape artists and avoid nocturnal predators like owls, domestic cats, raccoons, and foxes by staying alert and running or gliding away from danger. Once a flying squirrel lands on a tree trunk following a flight, it promptly scurries to the other side of the trunk to avoid any predators that may have stealthily followed its course. The flying squirrel doesn't hibernate in the winter, but does form a common nest with a group of 10 or so other flying squirrels to keep warm. Usually, those winter dens occur in trees with abandoned woodpecker holes, near the group's underground stash of up to 15,000 acorns and nuts that last them through the season. Next month, adult squirrels will start the first of two mating seasons. Female squirrels will build a summer leaf nest and bulk up on berries, seeds, flowers, mushrooms, insects, and bird eggs. Their mates, however, don't stick around to see their tiny, deaf, furless babies arrive. In just 2 months, the juvenile flying squirrels are primed for nocturnal life and can glide like their parents. Families of squirrels produce vocalizations too, including chirping sounds that are so high-pitched they are sometimes above the frequency range of the human ear. Possibly, some scientists think, flying squirrels can even use these vocalizations for echolocation like bats. You can learn more about our flying squirrels through your closest nature center or from explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.